what is Jazz Fest and what do we expect to see and hear there?
Basically, we present jazz acts from all over the state, and if we're lucky, all over the country, starting at 5:30 p.m. on Friday, and we go till 11 p.m. on Saturday. You know, anything from a salsa band, we have an actual big band, 15-piece big band coming in, down to, you know, small trios. We even have a kind of a world jazz type band coming in. Ron Brooks in himself is a very special guy. He is one of the last few people around who can say that they recorded on Blue Note Records, which was kind of one of the main jazz labels throughout the 50s, 60s. Ron also was the founding member of the Southeastern Michigan Jazz Association, or SEMJA, which still exists. This band he's bringing in for our festival is kind of a tribute to the great Detroit pianist Ken Cox, whom we lost, I think, about 10 years ago or so. So they're playing a bunch of Ken Cox's music. And he's got top shelf guys in his band, some Detroit guys, and then our own Randy Gillespie from Lansing will be filling the drum seat.
What about Obed Sakari?
Now, Obed is from Panama originally. He lives in Detroit now, and his concept is really interesting because he is kind of fusing Latin jazz, Latin American rhythms with Motown music. So you'll get a little blend of both things. And again, he's got a real top shelf band coming in with a bunch of Detroit cats.
What is it about jazz that draws people?
I think it draws people in because it's a cooperative effort. Musicians put something out there and the crowd responds to it, and then it's like a feedback loop. You know, the musicians feed on what the crowd has given them, and the crowd feeds off what the musicians are putting out to them. And, you know, big part of jazz is improvisation. So you're performing in the moment. The festival itself takes place on Turner Street. We close down the street and we have stages facing each other on opposing ends of the festival. So there will be seating provided in front of both stages. We also have a beverage tent, which takes up a large amount of space between the two stages, where there's going to be tables and plenty of seating in there as well. And then the food vendors and the other vendors are now going to be on the north side of the festival, going further down Turner Street. So you don't really need to bring anything with you. There's going to be plenty to eat and drink and plenty of seating provided.